News releases that came out of the DNR yesterday, confirmation of zebra mussels on Big Pine Lake in Aiken County, as well as a confirmation in the Blandin Reservoir. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it is Rich Rizanka. He's the DNR Invasive Species Specialist out of Grand Rapids. Rich, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.
So what does this mean? What was confirmed, and tell us a little bit more.
First of all, to give credit where it is due, the residents of Itasca County are kind of lucky in that we've got a county program, an aquatic invasive program that nobody else in the state has. And those guys go out all summer and do a lot of work around all the lakes in the county. One of the things that they do is they put zebra mussel samplers out at public accesses on some of the major lakes, and they let them sit there all summer and then go back and check them in the fall. And the idea is, you know, you get some kind of an idea, an early idea, if zebra mussels have shown up in a system. And that's exactly what happened at Blandin Reservoir. They'd gone out, checked some of their samplers at the public access, found really young zebra mussels, got a hold of me, and initially we'd hoped that it might be something that we could do a treatment on if it was a really isolated population. But as we looked throughout the reservoir, it turned out that we found mussels spread out pretty much throughout the middle of the basin. So that indicated to us that it wasn't going to be something that we could go after and do any treatment with. And as we looked, we found that mussels, it looked as though mussels had been there for a number of years because there were larger size adults there. And then we thought, well, okay, we knew that we had zebra mussels as far up river as Winnie, and they'd been there, you know, for a number of years now. And each year since they were confirmed, we've sampled the river and sort of watched them progress down. And last year we found them at the confluence of, we found them beneath the dam, the Winnie Dam. We found them in Little Winnie, and then as far down the river as the confluence of where the Leech River comes in and meets the Mississippi. We hadn't found anything beneath that at this point until a couple of weeks ago when we found them down way down here at the end of the line, basically at Blandin Reservoir. And we continued looking, and we found them indeed downstream of Blandin Reservoir, not very, about 7 or 8 river miles down at the Blackberry Bridge. That's as far as we were able to locate anything downstream. Then we started to think there was, you know, the whole Pokegama and Jay Gould, Little Jay Gould thing. That water connection is kind of strange up there. Sometimes the dam is shut down, the water can sort of back in that direction. There's a lot of boat traffic that way. So it was decided, and it not without a lot of this discussion and thought, it was decided that those three lakes would also be designated, even though we haven't found adult mussels in them yet. Two surveys were done in Pokegama this year. No adults had shown up. But as more of a precautionary thing at this point, it was decided that was what we were going to do. So Pokegama and Jay Gould, Little Jay Gould, Blandin Reservoir will be designated as infested.
Rich, this is John Latimer. Is it possible, you kind of explained this, I get the fact that they, you know, like the villagers and all of that could kind of flow downstream with the river, but as you mentioned, Pokegama is really kind of a reservoir, but not exactly. I mean, the river doesn't flow through it. It sort of drains into the Mississippi, but they can move up against the current as well? And
no. Villagers are one-way ticket downstream. If they're moved up, it's because of help from other sources.
Okay.
Like us, like humans, whatever.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Another thing that brings up a good point, we don't know necessarily that the mussels that are in Blandin are, if you will, Winnie mussels, and we won't know that. There's a geneticist that works down at the University of Minnesota who does this genetic analysis, and hopefully he'll be able to do some of that this fall. That'll help sort of fill in what we don't know yet.
Okay.
They may well be Winnie mussels, but they may not be. I mean, they could have ended up there as an independent, you know, event.
Right.
So we don't know until we figure that out. But
you mentioned treatment, and What are the requirements and what is the treatment?
There are limited options, and need to explain this. Up until a very few years ago, we had no options. But recently, a couple of products have been approved for use specifically on the control of zebra mussels. Most of them are used in industry. One is a product called Zequinox, which is a biological product. It's basically a dead bacteria, it's been determined that zebra mussels cannot detect it while they're filter feeding, and they'll take it in, and it has a very, very high mortality rate on zebra mussels, but it doesn't harm native clams or any of those kinds of things. It's just, for whatever reason, it affects zebra mussels. It's expensive. It's only been applied on a couple of systems anywhere in the United States or in Minnesota. Other options include a copper product. The problem with the copper product is it's good at killing things. It will also kill clams and invertebrates and snails and all those other things that are treated. And this isn't a whole lake type application. One of the qualifications is that when we find a population, a zebra mussel population, it has to be very isolated. And I mean maybe 200 or 300 feet or so, because what we do is put a barrier, a fence, waterproof barrier, around the area that we know where the mussels exist, and we treat inside it. And it enables the copper levels to be maintained at label rates, and so that it can have the effect on the mussels. Not something you can do on open water, and not something you could do in a whole lake type system. So very rarely are we fortunate enough to find a population when it's that small and that isolated and it hasn't begun reproducing.
And we remind the public again to remain vigilant on cleaning watercraft and trailers, drain all your water, dispose of unwanted bait in the trash, and contact a DNR aquatic invasive species specialist if you think you have found zebra mussels wherever you might be in Minnesota. Again, zebra mussels confirmed in Blandin Reservoir near Grand Rapids. Telling us more about it was Rich Rozenka, the DNR invasive species specialist. Rich, thanks for taking time today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show.